growth, increase, expansion, evolving. We seem passionate about teenagers and young adults. Yes, you. You're welcome to the Victorious Voice Network. We are committed to being a voice and communicating life in a hopeless and vulnerable world. Listen to the Victorious Voices as they bring a hope for you.
Thank you very much for the privilege and opportunity to introduce myself. My name is Adeyemo Elijah Oludele. I graduated from the prestigious Ladoke Aketola University of Technology in Ogbomosho, where I studied pure and applied chemistry. I also attended and graduated from Electoral College Nigeria, where I studied the art of politics and governance. I am a student ambassador for United Nations Millennium Fellowship 2020 cohort. My hobbies revolve around music, political analysis, and leadership documentaries. Talking about purpose, my core values revolve around leadership generally, and this is to say that I am born to dominate and subdue the leadership and political space, such that my fruitfulness will bring multiplicity to the kingdom of God. I am being launched into the world as ambassadors of Christ, and according to Stephen Irving, purpose is very easy to discover, such that whatsoever one is doing without joy, without inner joy, it's not his thing. In other words, what this means is that whatever you're doing without a joy from within is not your thing. So what burns in your heart is your purpose. Things that make you, that you love doing so much that you can give your all to, you can pour out yourself to. Purpose, it never fades. So purpose are just things that you do absolutely best with a little effort. That is a purpose. I come to the reality of discovering my purpose when it was so obvious and sacrosanct that things like servant leadership style begin to happen to me many, many times. What do I mean? I am a born leader. And the kind of leadership I'm talking about is not the traditional leadership. It's not the traditional way of leadership, rather. It is a servant leadership, the kind that Jesus Christ makes us to understand that whatsoever among you is going to lead must first serve. So I discovered that I love pouring out myself, giving my best to just make people to be happy and to make things in order and all of that. So I begin to see that if I did not do these things, then I will not be very, very happy. One of the things I love the most is I love ushering, such that I can give out my chairs to people to sit down. I'm not just doing it because I'm an usher. I'm doing it because I love doing it, making people to be very comfortable. So this is how I begin to discover that you are more of a leadership type of person and a servant leadership type of person that want people to excel in life, that want life to be very, very easy for people. I love taking tutorials and all of that. Even when I have exams tomorrow, that is just the way it is. So the journey over years has been a very good one, a smooth one, with its own challenge, a peculiar challenge actually, because especially the secular aspect and part of my political callings. Because when you are coming to a space with a different ideology to what has been existing prior your arrival, there's going to be a whole lot of challenges. So there has been a whole lot of not warfare really, but stuff that makes one to think you want to go back. So, but what really matters most at this junction is that you must be focused, you must be consistent. Whatsoever, if what you are doing is not what you saw, you would have give up. But because what you are doing is what you saw, it is your thing. If what you are doing currently now is not what you saw, it is a temporal job for you. So thank you very much once again for the privilege to share with you brief introductions about myself. I'm very grateful for the privilege and opportunity. Thank you once again. Adeyemo Elijah Oludele.